Hour number two, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Friday. Hope you're having a great start to your day. As we do at this time on Friday, we talk to the man, the myth, the legend, forever Titans wide receiver Chris Sanders is on the line with us. What's up, Chris?
Man, what is going on? Day's going pretty good. Went to go lift. Now I'm about to eat Egg McMuffin with sausage from McDonald's, so I'm ready to go, man. How you doing, brother?
Oh, doing fantastic. Just kind of been breaking down mini camp this week.
Let's go.
You know, I feel like every time we talk to you, we got to talk about Treylon Burks. But Brian Callahan, you know, asked about him. Nick Holtz was asked about him.
Yes.
And, you know, it seems that the consensus is effort is A+. He's doing a great job.
Yeah.
And then Trevor Maddich goes out and watches practice and says that he was dogging it. Now, I wasn't there. I don't think you were there. I mean, you know, Trevor saw what he saw, but – who's right in this? I mean, you know, coaches aren't going to get out there and publicly say, like, yeah, he's dogging it. He, you know, Vrabel might, but this coaching staff doesn't seem to do that. So what should our concern level be, or is it just wait to training camp and see what happens?
I mean, it's both. I mean, if you kind of look at the situation, this is what Treylon Burks, I think it all relies on Treylon Burks, because the thing about it is, you know, he's on audition and everybody's going to watch everything you do, from you walking into the huddle, you walking into the building, everything you do, your body language, if they ask you to do special teams. I just think that this is what I'll do. If this is just my opinion, I wouldn't give, you know, anybody any room to say anything about me, because I remember it was in 1997 when they brought Yancey Dickman in, Kevin Dyson, and don't get me wrong, I was upset and I was angry, because I'm like, wait a minute, hold up. I can play this game. And, you know, I made the rookie team and I averaged 23 yards a catch, so I can still play this game. And I was upset. But here's what I had to do is I had to make sure I don't give them any leeway of saying this guy's not hustling, this guy's not buying in, this guy, we don't want him because of his attitude. So now you got Treylon Burks with the situation. And I don't know if Trevor saw him on a day where he just was, I don't know if he was tired or whatever it is. But don't give any room for anybody to say anything. I know as a receiver, we do a lot of running. I mean, we got to run into the huddle. We got to get the play. We got to, you know, get our alignment. We got to do all those things. So just do it full speed so nobody has absolutely nothing to say. That's how I will basically handle
it. Well, but to that point, and Derek was talking about this too, in minicamp and OTAs, you know, if you have those opportunities to preserve your strength in your body, then you're probably going to do that. I mean, you know, he talked about that, you know, there probably are some plays where you're going half speed because you're trying to learn. You're trying to learn the play more than, you know, go out there and show what you can do. So, you know, how important is that, of knowing that balance of you don't want to just completely wear yourself out when you're in June? You obviously got to preserve that strength when you get to the end of July and August.
But I agree with Derek 100%, but the one thing I kind of disagree with that a little bit is this is a different situation. I mean, you're in a situation to where you got a crowded, you know, receiver room. You got Tyler Boyd, you got Calvin Ridley, you got Hop, you got Kyle Phillips is doing well, you got NWI, you got a crowded room. So, you know, you can't afford to take any days off. And if it's just me, you know, look at Calvin Ridley. Calvin Ridley's been in the league for a little bit of time. I don't care if it's a walkthrough. I don't care if it's a 7-on-7. I don't care if it's a team. He does everything full speed. And I'm not comparing him to Treylon Burks. Everybody's mindset is different. But Treylon Burks is in a different situation. He has to get to a situation to where the coaches have to trust him. They got to believe in him because of the past years that he had. So if it was just me, this is just me. I'm not putting this on everybody. I don't care if it's 7-on-7. I don't care if it's OTAs. I don't care if it's a walkthrough. I'm going to do it 110%. Because why? Because I'm on audition every single practice.
We're talking to Titans legend Derek Mason on the Chase and Big Joe show.
Hey, do you know that guy? Do you know that guy at the Arena League really thought I was Derek Mason? I'm like, well, hold on.
There's like who came by and thought you were Derek Mason.
I missed that. That happened?
No. Yes. And no, not Derek Mason, my friend Derek Mason, but the Derek Mason from MTSU.
Oh, first even of all, better.
Number one, I'm 6'1". Derek Mason is 5'3". Now, come on.
The one guy was like, how y'all looking this year? You're like, we're looking pretty good. And he's like, yeah, go Blue Raiders. I was like.
And I'm like, and then here you got Joe is on the side just laughing.
So, like, Chris, next time you're in that situation. So, Derek's been in that situation before. We were at SEC Media Days. He goes on with a station in Memphis. They're like, hey, can you come on with us? He goes, sure.
Yeah.
So he sits down, they start the interview, and they're like, we got Coach Derek Mason with us, Vanderbilt Commodores. Coach, how you doing? And Derek just starts laughing and, you know, tells him, no, I'm the receiver. And they're like, oh, the Titans, that's right. And we said, Derek, no,
yeah.
Next time that happens to you, you start – we're beating Alabama this year. We're going undefeated. We're winning. Next time that happens, you know, you got to have fun with it.
Oh,
you
know, man.
I got a true story because me and TD crack jokes all the time, so he won't take offense to this. But we were out one time, and, you know, men just standing there. He's like, hey, you Chris? I was like, yeah. And they called him Sam Cassell. And I'm like
oh,
no.
Oh, my Lord.
I'm kidding. TD, I love you, man. That's a joke, but yeah, I call it that.
Because if that really happened, that is fantastic.
I'm kidding.
I mean, it was, but, you know, one was like, okay, but when you got five or six coming by thinking that you're Derek Mason, I couldn't stop laughing.
Time out. You did that. I believe you had those people do that because my wife is looking at me like, you don't look like Derek Mason. Did I marry Derek Mason? So I think you put them people up to do it because that dude was laughing, and you know, about four or five people walked by and they were like, hey, Derek Mason, ready for a good season? I'm like, what in the hell is going on?
Oh, I love it. Now, we are talking to the great Chris Sanders today.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
On the show. All right, so we've been spending all this time with Treylon Burks. Let me go back. Your first rookie camp, 95. Sure. You show up. We always hear, like, the game is so fast. It's so fast. Yeah. It finally slows down. When you get there, was the game – I mean, you're a fast guy.
Nah.
Was the game that fast for you when you hit rookie camp?
No, I don't think – it's not really the speed-wise. I just think that the complex of the defenses. I mean, you got defense. You got safeties moving everywhere. You got the defensive line moving everywhere. It's fast in that sense. But as a receiver and a quarterback, it's kind of totally different. And I'm explaining to you, as a receiver, you got to know if it's one high or two high or no safeties in the middle. We just got to know that if it's cover one, cover two, cover three, cover four, cover eight. That's all we needed to know. And if you just watch the safety as a wide receiver, that was easy. But now let's just switch it to a quarterback situation. It might be faster for a quarterback because he got to read the front. He's got to read the safeties. And everything happens so fast because not that they're just faster players. It's just that the defense is so complex. And they just get in a position to where it confuses you.
It was so well documented what a complete just jerk Chris Chandler was. Was he that way to you your rookie year?
Yes,
I mean, was
absolutely.
He that bad?
Absolutely. And I don't want to talk about anybody, but yeah, he was a mean dude, man. First of all, he had a comb over, so I wanted to talk about it. But it was, but here's what he did. You know, as a respect, as a man, when you're a veteran, you're supposed to make guys better. You're supposed to say, you know what, I'm bringing you into the family fold. The first time I went up to him, and I walked up to him, and I was like, hey, you know, I'm Chris Sanders. You know, how you doing? It's an honor to work with you. And he just walked by me like I was just garbage. Oh. But here's what I did. And instead of me just saying, man, I don't want to be a teammate. I can't stand him and whatever, whatever. I said, you know what, this is what's going to happen. I'm going to play so well that you're going to have to acknowledge me. So now the third game, we're playing the Cincinnati Bengals. It's cover zero. Brim is covering me. I get a touchdown, boom, 46-yard touchdown. Then the two series next, I catch a 46-yard touchdown. Then now he wants to talk to me. So instead of me having an attitude and getting mad at him, I'm like, man, I looked at him. I said, listen, Chris Chandler, I said, we're teammates, so let's act like it. And that's when we became friends. But it shouldn't even become like that, because if we call each other family, we call each other brothers, don't act like a jerk and say, well, I'm a veteran and you're a rookie. We're teammates, and that's how it should have been handled in the beginning.
I agree to that. And, you know, and it's always, you know, you get the hazing, you got to sing your college song. But I got to tell you, it made me laugh when in 06, you know, they wanted to tape, you know, did you ever get taped to the goalpost in practice?
No, man. No, I didn't. Actually, they cut one of my eyebrows off.
Oh, okay.
That was the only thing I got.
I will laugh. I was out there in 06 when they tried to do that to Lindell White, and he's like,
oh, no.
He's like, back the F up. Don't come near me. Yeah. Back. And I'm thinking, oh, yeah, I like this.
No, so, but you remember they did that to the trainer?
That's right.
And he put everybody's tires on flat. I forgot his name, but he they tied him to the goalpost, and and everybody went outside, and he put their tires on flat. So you got to be careful who you mess with.
Well, I get the good natured hazing, but when you hit the field, I mean, you all got to be one. You got to be together and go for the same goal, right?
You're right, and you know what, the funny thing about it is, and I coach at Mount Gilbert Valley Academy, and my coach always says this. His name is Coach Uberon. He said this. He said, if we're not a family as coaches, then how are we going to ask our players to be families? Because here's the thing, everybody says the cute thing at the beginning of the season, we're family, you're my brother, and I love thee, how can I count the ways? We say all that great stuff. But what happens when you hit adversity? What happens when you lose the first four games? What happens when if somebody goes down? What do you do? Are we brothers just because it's a conditional? Are we're brothers when it's good and it's bad? And, you know, and going back to our situation last year when I was coaching the Montgomery Bell Academy, we started at 0-4. So now we got coaches in the meeting room that are upset. But here's the thing. When you have great leaders, when you have guys that love football, not just love football, but love each other, Coach Uberon stood up in the meeting room, and this is what he said. He said, guys, we're sitting at 0-4, but guess what? Number one, I need y'all, and guess what? Number two, we're going to fight. So now we ran out of that locker room. Even though we're 0-4, we went out there, and they felt the enthusiasm. Next thing you know, we went on a three-game winning streak, and that's what turned around. So when you call each other a family, just don't say it. Let's be about it and be a family.
Well said, Chris. You know what? You're part of our family.
I love you. I love the 102.5 family.
And we love Derek Mason. All seven of you.
All seven of them. Chris, appreciate it, my friend. Have a great weekend.
Hey, appreciate, love you guys. Appreciate
you
it.
Too. Chris Sanders joining us here on the program as he does every week. Coming up next, I have selected five clips from this week. Some we've heard already, but five clips from OTAs and mini camps. And we're going to play them, and Joe is going to decide if he's buying it or if it's just BS. We're going to do that coming up next. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.